Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me your all in all.
Jesus,
Jesus is speaking in our next scripture, Matthew chapter 6. And he's cautioning the disciples and the religious people of the day about their righteousness. Jesus says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen, not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Today's Ash Wednesday. And in the life of the church, Ash Wednesday has been observed since the year 325 AD. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of a 40-day period of repentance and fasting, which we call Lent. As you read through your Bible, there are a number of accounts when sprinkling oneself with ashes has consistently been a way to mark a person's sorrow, their remorse for sin, and a recognition of their mortality. In the Bible, repentance in dust and ashes was often accompanied by prayer and fasting. In Matthew 6:16-18, Jesus was talking about repentance and fasting as an action and an attitude before God, not before other people. Jesus said, "Whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Tonight is the time for us as Christ followers to focus on the cross, to focus our hearts and our minds on the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Lent, as a season, is a season of self-examination. It's a time for us to face the reality of sin in our lives. It's a time of repentance, a time for us to admit our sins to God, confess our need for God's help, and humbly ask God to help us get back in line with God's desires and God's goals. Lent is also a season of prayer. It's a time for us to not just talk to God, but to listen to God, to read God's word and hear what he says to us. It's a time of fasting and self-denial, putting our own desires aside in order to pay attention to God. Lent, this 40-day period, is a time when we remember how much our Lord Jesus suffered and to receive from God his love. When we focus on how much our Lord suffers, we can see how much God loves us. We can see that it was through Jesus' suffering and shed blood that we can be forgiven for our sins through faith in Christ. Remembering the price of our salvation is what Lent is all about. It's also about preparing our hearts for God. The prophet Joel told the people to prepare their hearts for the coming day of the Lord. He told them to turn back to God with their whole hearts and not just when it was convenient or when they were in a crisis. For us, the day of the Lord has already come. Jesus has come. The Holy Spirit is here with us. So our task as Christians, not just during Lent, but every day, is to keep our hearts prepared for Jesus to return. Our hearts being prepared starts when we're sorry for our sins. Preparing our hearts for Jesus also continues when we ask Jesus to forgive us so that he can enter into our hearts and stay there as Lord. Preparing our hearts for Jesus is also ongoing. As we strive to live obediently before God each day. I need Jesus' help to keep my heart clean, not just during Lent, but every day. Not just during a few days of ambitious positive thinking, where, okay, God, you and me, I've got this, but I need Jesus' help for the rest of my life because I trip up and I fall way too easily. The kingdom of God is within you. It's like a garden, and it's up to you to keep it free of the sinful weeds. Anytime you see or sense a weed of sin or rebellion in your life, pull it out by the root and ask Jesus to clean your heart new. Jesus will instantly renew your spirit as you pray to him and stay close to him. That's what I've found. I've also found that sometimes the roots of those weeds are really tough to get out. Sometimes I have to go after the same sin time after time after time, and it's just tough to get it out. Sometimes I wonder if I can conquer the sin or the attitude that threatens to undermine my life with Christ. And sometimes, truth be told, I can't. I can't pull that out. I can't conquer it. But Jesus can. And at those times, when I can't do it on my own, I run straight to Jesus. And I ask Jesus to pull out the roots of those sins, no matter how painful it is to me and how much I beg him to stop. I want him to pull those sins out, and I trust him. And I give Jesus the go-ahead to do it. And then I have to take the next step, which is to ask Jesus to help me to stay away from the places and the things and the people who encourage those weeds of sin to grow in my heart in the first place. Jesus does. And Jesus renews my spirit. And Jesus restores my resolve. That's true for you too. Jesus loves you. And he won't walk out on you. He won't walk out on you, especially after you choose him to, after you choose to trust him to save you. This is the season of Lent. It's the first day of Lent. It's this time of self-examination. It's a time of repentance. It's a time for us to deal with the sins in the garden of our heart. And we need to go straight to the top. And ask God to pull those weeds out. We need to go directly to God. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." Jesus is our high priest. There is no rule that says we have to go through anybody else to talk to Jesus. You can go straight to the top. Talk to God. He's only a prayer away. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." The good news in that scripture is that anyone who believes enough in God to pray has enough faith. If you have enough faith to pray any little bit, you have enough faith. Matthew 7:7-8, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Ask Jesus. Go straight to the top. Let God know what you need. You will receive all the attention and all of the first-class treatment from God that you would ever hope or want. Jesus loves you. He loves each one of us. He'll never, ever be angry at you for seeking his help to obey him. He'll never, ever be angry at you for confessing your sins to him. He knows what they are already. And the Bible says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise. God demands a complete and daily wholehearted relationship with him. God wants us to know him personally as our Lord, as our friend. God promises to renew our spirits as we pray and as we stay close to him. Prayer is something that we already should be doing. Lent's a time to reestablish that habit if we're not. And I would encourage you, pray about everything. When you feel sorry for them, for somebody, pray about it. Pray for them. When you get angry at somebody, don't cuss at them. Pray for them. God brought them to your attention for a reason. If you need something, tell God that you need it before you ask anybody else for it. You may not need to ask anybody else for it after you've told God. Talk to God about everything and seek the Lord. Talk to God when you're frustrated. Before you yell, "Where did I lay my stupid glasses?" Talk to God and ask him to help you find them. Pray when you're bored. Pray for God to protect you before you get into the car. When you're going on a trip, pray with the other people in the car before you start on that next trip. Ask God to help you remember everything before you start packing so that you don't get where you're going and have forgotten something. Ask God to help you when you've misplaced your car keys or your old tennis shoes. Get used to going straight to the top. Seek the Lord. We are God's people. God's people are a people of prayer. We're always talking to God. What I've found is that if I don't pray, I'm not seeking the Lord. If I don't pray, then I don't have enough faith. God is gracious, and God is merciful. God is slow to anger. God is abounding in steadfast love. Those words describe Jesus. Jesus is saying these words to us to encourage us and to comfort us and to help us to make the next right step. Jesus is saying how much God loves you. This is Lent. It's the time to prepare our hearts and our lives for Jesus. It's time for us to talk to Jesus. It's time to ask Jesus to forgive us so there is room in our hearts for Jesus to reign supreme, because Jesus loves us. Just a word of reassurance. Jesus is not nearly so concerned about your past as he is interested in your future. Make Jesus your future. Lent is a time for us to remember that we need to examine ourselves before God. We need to examine ourselves before God. Lent is also a time for us to prepare for our eventual death. Each one of us are mortal. And whether you've been sick or not, death comes suddenly, and it is so very final. We are all mortal. From dust we come, and to dust we will return. As Christ followers, we need to prepare for a holy death. The future death of our bodies is a reality that each one of us have to face. It's going to happen. Begin now to stand on the promise of God's presence with you moment by moment, even as you prepare to someday go through that valley of the shadow of death. Forgiven and clean before God. In a place where you fear no evil, for God is with you. Your body will someday die. Unless Jesus returns first, your body will someday die. And so it's important for us to prepare now for that time with the blessed assurance and with the peace of Christ within you. Your soul will live in heaven forever with God. When Christ is your Savior, it's time for us to turn back to God. It's time for us to fast by concentrating on turning from our sins. It's time for us to prepare for that day when we will meet Jesus face to face. It's time for us to humbly ask our gracious and merciful God to help each of us to be wholehearted in our walk with Him. God is with you. You're not alone. You're not alone in this journey of faith called life. Be assured that God, the one true living Almighty God, is loving and slow to anger, and He wants only the absolute best for you. God can use a wholehearted witness far better than a half-hearted witness. Glory to God. Amen.